Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson joined in studio by Tammy Miller from the Krazzle. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Ray.
Glad you could be here. Tell me about Tammy. What do you do at the Krazzle?
I am the deputy director and the curator there. So I have the fun job of putting together the exhibitions in our galleries, overseeing our sculpture collection, and helping out with leading our education team and our guest services team. So
well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All things forward facing and programmatic, all the fun stuff.
I love it.
I do too.
How long have you been doing this?
Almost 11 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, since 2008.
So what'd you do before? What made you decide to get into wanting to do this?
Well, I've worked in museums and I studied art history and museum studies both in undergrad and graduate school. And I had been in Cleveland for 5 years finishing up graduate work and doing some teaching, and just wanted to work at a small museum in the Midwest, and the Krazzle fit the bill. It's been a great environment, great place to be,
and
great community.
Yeah, great community, great place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'm always a big believer, and because what you decide to do, you're going to probably do for the rest of your life, so you want to, or at least until you retire, so you want to find something that's fun.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate, actually.
Yeah, yeah, good for you. So, well, we have some fun things coming up at the Krazzle through the 27th. It's the Middle and High School Art Exhibition coming up, going on through the 27th. Tell me a little bit about that.
So this is a great partnership that the Krazzle has with Berrien Risa and the Box Factory for the Arts. And every year we do a middle and high school art exhibition. We also do an elementary school exhibition prior, but we're at the time for the middle and high school art show. It's a huge art show that fills the gallery spaces at the Box Factory. And you're going to see student work from all the different schools in the area in Berrien County. And it's just really fun, you know, to see what kids are thinking about, see what they're looking at. See what they're doing in their art classes.
Yeah. So you said it's local students, gives them a chance to exhibit their artwork in a professional venue as
Absolutely.
Opposed to hanging it on the hallways or something.
Yeah. I mean, how great is it to get it framed, get it lit, have it in a real gallery space dedicated for art? It's a really great experience for them to feel honored and professional in what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And give them a little showcase them just a little bit. So that's going on through the 27th at the Box Factory on Broad Street in St. Joe. Mm-hmm. But then there's also family nights at the Benton Harbor Public Library that you partner with, right?
Right. So on Wednesday, April 10th, from 5 until 6:30 p.m., it's a free drop-in family night. We will have our Krazzle team there. And what they're going to be doing this time is they are going to be designing their own sports team logo and jersey. So they'll have fabric markers, felt, and puffy paint, and they will be able to transform a T-shirt into a team uniform that they can wear out on their own.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And you say this time around, so you've obviously had family nights over the past...
We do. Yeah, we've been doing these since we started them, I believe, over the summertime, and we've kept going because it's been successful, and we love the partnership with the Benton Harbor Library. So we send our Krazzle crew over there and some supplies, and we put together an activity. And like I said, it's a drop-in activity, so all ages and families are invited to participate.
And it's coming up on Wednesday, April 10th from 5 to 6:30 at the Benton Harbor Public Library on Wall Street. So you said you started at, how often do you do these family nights then?
We do them once a month.
Once a month then?
Yep.
Okay, so we got the next one coming up on the 10th. Then on Friday the 12th, in the gallery, an open party for body language and movement captures. That sounds like fun as well.
It is. So we rotate out our galleries about 5 or 6 times a year, and we have our main galleries and we have our art lab galleries. So body language is an exhibition of contemporary artists, and it is looking at you know, body language as this nonverbal form of communication, and how is it being expressed in art? There's going to be painting. There's going to be sculpture. We're actually going to have a performance piece at the opening party on the 12th between 6 to 8 p.m. And so it's a little bit of a different exhibition than we've had recently, and it's newer artists who are working today, and I think it's going to be really fun and really vibrant, actually.
I think facial expressions and gestures and body postures I pay attention to a lot of that. I think,
sure.
I don't know if very many people do.
Yeah.
But it's something that's important to watch body language and facial expressions. Now, you're bringing in Mike Nadolski to help out with this, right?
Right. And if you don't know Mike Nadolski, he's fantastic. He's the director of the Mendel Center. He has a long history in the performing arts. And he is going to walk through, you know, different types of facial expressions and right. gestures and body postures and how they read to people and what they're expressing to people to sort of help you be more self-aware and maybe just learn some fun facts that you didn't know. So he is going to speak in the Krazzle Library from 5:30 to 6 on April 12th. Again, it's free and open to the public. They can come and see what Mike has to share and then go downstairs for the opening of the two new exhibitions.
Yeah, he's great. He blends a business and arts management background. He's got more than 40 years of improvisational theater experience and a passion for creating collaborative art opportunities here in Southwest Michigan. And I found it interesting about Mike. He studied improv theater with the Players Workshop of Second City Theater in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I first was introduced to him through a leadership program at Lake Michigan College, and it was for business leaders in the community, and he was teaching about body language. So you're self-aware of what you're putting out there. He's great.
So that's from 5:30 till 6 on Friday the 12th. And then the open party begins at 6 then?
6 o'clock, yep. And it goes until 8 o'clock. And as I mentioned, around 6:15, we have an artist from Chicago coming, Ray Shaw. And she's doing this fantastic piece. So she has built a canvas and stretched it, but it's placed on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And she actually balances on an object that's set above the canvas. She has a bar going across her shoulders with two funnels on either end with ink in them.
I'm trying to visualize this, okay?
Yeah, it's a little bit... Somebody's kneeling down, balancing very precariously with this, holding a bar across their shoulders, and they have these funnels on the end with blue ink in them. And so she's creating a painting onto the canvas beneath her, and it's that ink dripping through the funnels, and it's literally the painting is created out of her own body balance and her own body language as this piece goes on. And it's brief. It's about 10 minutes. I've seen the results. She's done it before, and it creates this really lovely abstract painting at the end based on her body.
And then that'll be on display afterward then.
Absolutely.
What she creates. So that's at 6:15. So again, it's the In the Gallery opening party for body language and movement captures Friday, April 12th. From 6 to 8, but really if you want to get there before 5:30 to meet with Mike Nadolski, as he puts on, shares a lot of his information, a lot of his history as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Art of Yoga is coming up on April 16th, right? Oh, that's every Tuesday from April 16th through the 26th of May, right?
That's right. And so we just wanted to do some really fun programming in relation with the exhibition. So we have partnered with The Collective in Benton Harbor, which is a great yoga studio, among other things. And they are going to come and teach yoga classes right in our galleries amid the art. So,
have you ever done yoga?
I have done yoga.
I have not. It's not something I've tried yet. Not that I'm ruling it out.
It's pretty fantastic. And I have actually taken it with Adrienne White from The Collective, and she is a phenomenal teacher. Absolutely fantastic. And I just think that they all do a really great job there. So people can drop in. You don't have to commit to all 6 weeks. It's a $15 fee if you want to do a drop-in class. Or you can do a packet and do $75 for all 6. Folks can go to our website, and we will direct them to The Collective for registration through links. But I think it's a unique opportunity. It's not often that you get to do yoga in an art museum.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
Saturday, April 13th, Family Days at the Krazzle Art Center. And it's arty archery, right?
Right. So how fun is this? So families can drop in again. This is a family day. It's free and open to the public for all ages. come with your folks, come with your kids, dress for mess because you're going to get messy. And what you're going to do is you are going to create your own abstract painting by masking out shapes with tape, and you're going to shoot paint-soaked arrows at the canvases. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does sound messy, but it does sound like fun. I love making a mess. Ask my wife. You know.
And these family days are just, I mean, they're just a hoot. I mean, both the ones that we do at the Craswell on Saturdays once a month and the ones at the Benton Harbor Library. I mean, kids come, families come, and they have a great time. It's wonderful.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You said it was free and open to the public. That's on Saturday, April 13th from 11 until 12:30, and that's right at the Craswell Arts Center, right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
And last but not least, coffee with the curator. Again, speaking about body language, that's coming up Wednesday, the 17th of April at high noon.
Right. So that is an opportunity. If you're somebody who doesn't like to come to the openings or like to be around, you know, the big crowds, or if you like that and you want to learn more, it's a great opportunity. We just walk through the galleries. We enjoy a cup of coffee. And I tell you about, you know, there's 8 different artists on view, plus Carolyn Pampalone Rabbers is going to have a piece in our art lab gallery that's all dance based. So it's my opportunity to really share the behind the scenes about the artists, where they came from, what their work is about. Like I said, there's 8 artists. They're from all over the United States. And so it's really fun just to learn more about the work that they're doing.
Awesome. And so for more information on all of these events that and exhibits and things we just went through, how can we find out more information?
You're going to go to our website. It's www.krasl.org, and that's spelled K-R-A-S-L.
K-R-A-S-L. That's easy. You say Krasl, it sounds like there should be a Z in there.
I know. Sometimes there's people throwing Z's and E's and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
So that's why I like to spell it.
Yep. So Tammy Miller from the Krasl, thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date.
Well, thank you, Ray. It's been a pleasure.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.